This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hour, man, this show is flying by, and it will tomorrow too, because you have your draft, which we will see you all at the Landing in Liberty. Tomorrow is the 24th. Don't look down, but your calendar says April 23rd. Tomorrow's the 24th.
It's crazy.
Draft day, draft night, Landing, Liberty, 6 p.m., Bink, Unicero. They're broadcasting live in the first round coverage. The draft contest is back. You have a chance at $965. That first of the month's coming up. That could be mortgage-ish, rent-ish if you win. Plus, you get an autographed DeJuan Taylor helmet as the prize. 1 point for player drafted in first round, plus 3 points if you get the right player on the right team. Your sheet must be turned in prior to the first pick on the clock, and the fans, staff, and attendants will all be there signing autographs. And you can see Mac's beautiful locks and all that as well.
So. Will they the 10% be cut off the top by Steven Spector, that 965, and he'll put that in his pocket?
I don't know.
Is that the rumor? Like he gets
That's
a 10%
exactly
finder's
right.
fee
yep,
for
yep.
that?
Yeah, $96 for yeah. perspective.
Yeah. Well, you guys wouldn't be there, you know.
You wouldn't want it if I didn't do it. Okay, yeah. Fine. Here's 10% off the top. Thank you.
Yeah. No, we asked a question on the other side, 913-586-7965. If you could see anybody live that no longer is alive, band-wise, who would you be? Because Land of the 80s on Twitter said, Tom Petty was such a talent. He's one performer I wish I would have seen live. Then the question, obviously, who do you wish you would have seen before they passed away? So, Mr. Fesco, is there one? Because you've seen a lot of talent live. Is there one that you missed that you wish you'd go back in your, Mm-hmm. Not Millennium Falcon.
Now see, I'm DeLorean.
DeLorean.
Yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm. And?
Oh, yeah. You want the answer to that question?
Who would that be? Yes.
Frank Sinatra.
Ooh, nice answer.
Nice. Would you smoke Great a cig answer. During?
With Frank?
No, you're just in front row. He's like,
I mean, if you're probably sitting at a table, right? My parents were going to see Frank Sinatra, and he canceled the show, and so they never got to see Frank Sinatra.
Damn.
Like Sinatra to me, you got to see in like a lounge, like in Vegas, like, and they were going to the Meadowlands to see him in like, you know, the arena. I'm like, that's a big place for Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, that feels weird.
Old Brown Eye.
That's
I'm
right.
sorry, Old Blue Eyes. Mm-hmm. Sorry, yeah, not the first one. Stay away from that. Old Blue Eyes, that'd be tight. I would just drink nothing but like, did they have old fashions then? Is that a dumb question?
Did they have them then?
Yeah.
When is then?
Well, I didn't know, like 1945.
You think the drink just got invented today?
No, but I don't know if it was like
well,
a
let's
drink.
Look.
I don't know if people were like sitting in a bar, like, yeah, I'm getting ready to see Frank. What are you drinking? Old fashioned. I feel like they were drinking like scotch neat.
It dates back to the early 1800s.
Nice. Yep, 1881 in Louisville, Kentucky.
But, like,
the invention.
Were they actually like making them and like drinking them then?
Probably wasn't good.
Like people were probably all just drinking Vesper martinis. You know who drinks Vesper martinis? James friggin' Bond.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Sinatra would be great.
That's a great one. Yeah. What about you, Dusty?
Two artists come to mind.
Okay.
Number one would be Fleetwood Mac in its entirety.
Nice.
Obviously, Christy McVie is no longer with us, and I believe another one. Is there another one that's passed away? I know Lindsay's still alive, Stevie's still alive, Mick Fleetwood's still alive. I don't know if Christy and her husband are both alive. I know Christy McVie is passed away. By the way, she did a collab album with Lindsay Buckingham. It's great. And the other one would be Bob Marley.
That was one of my answers as well.
It's going to like Kingston Town and just seeing him put on a concert on stage, just letting it rip. I mean, I still think No Woman, No Cry is a top five song in the history of my top five songs.
It's a great song.
One of the greatest, most underrated guitar solos of all time. But yeah, it'd be Bob Marley or it'd be Fleetwood Mac in its entirety.
Nice. Yeah, that's a great. Yeah, Bob Marley was one of the first ones that came to my mind as well. My number one answer is kind of basic though, because it's the Beatles. But it's the Beatles. Come on, I want to see the Beatles. I can't help it.
You wouldn't want to go back and see the Heatles?
Oh yeah, go not one, not two.
You probably would want to go see the Heatles, right?
Yeah, who wouldn't? Come on.
Yeah.
Just hate watching LeBron dunk on people.
Exactly.
God, he's so good, but I hate him.
Ending Paul Pierce's career. Just
Yeah, I mean, Prince is up there.
Yeah, Prince would have been good, too. Yeah. Yeah, I wish I would have had the opportunity to see him. Yeah. You know, there's some great stories about Prince. Like we went to Minneapolis years ago on our baseball trip, and I was going to be, like, you know, this dope tourist, and, like, and ask everybody I ran into if they knew Prince, right? Mm. Everybody did know Prince. It was unbelievable. And everybody had a different Prince story about, like, oh, yeah, the guy would, like, just walk into a store and buy everything for everybody. Or he'd show up at a bar and buy. Like, everybody had these great Prince stories. And one came from a bartender at this bar called the CC Club in Minneapolis, and it's famous for, God, what the hell was the name of the band? Was it the Replacements back in the day that came from Minneapolis? Anyway, so we're sitting at this bar, and I you know, asked the bartender, I go, so you know Prince? He goes, well, my dad's boss lived next door to Prince back in the day, and he said when this guy would have parties, he'd go around and knock on the neighbors' doors and let them know, hey, we're having a party tonight. I'm sorry, there's going to be some noise and whatnot. You're all more than welcome to come over and go to the party. And I'm like,
wow.
Did he ever go? And the guy's like, nah, he never went. I'm like, how do you turn down an invite from Prince? First
Crazy.
Of all, he's like your neighbor, so you probably just thought, it's just my neighbor, right? But, I mean, like, Prince is going around personally knocking on doors, telling people, hey, we're having a party tonight. Sorry for the noise, but you're invited to come down and check out what's going on. I can't remember the name of the place where Prince lived, Paisley Place, you know, back in the day. And so, like every single person up there had a great story about Prince. That's hard to do, no matter who the person is, whether you're a celebrity or you're a normal Joe. For everybody to have a great story and a different one about you and how awesome you were as a person and nobody to say anything negative about you, it tells you what kind of guy Prince really was. I was stunned by all of that.
A lot of Michael Jackson coming in on the text line. Mm-hmm. Blake Schneiders as well texted me saying Michael Jackson would be his. Two cool Prince stories before we go to break that I always remember of Prince. Number one, Super Bowl.
Yep.
He performed in the Super Bowl. It was storming. And his crew came up to him and said, hey, Prince, what's up? Hey, it's storming its ass off. Is there anything you need us to do? Some postpone the show? He goes, make it rain harder, was his only response. The best Prince story of all time is probably an homage to his career at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They had all these great guitarists come on stage. He was there, but he was only going to get like 5 seconds. Tom Petty's on there. The guy from ELO, I can't think of his name. He's on the stage. All these great guitarists are on there. And Prince goes forward. An impromptu style that Prince is, just a dog with a hog, goes out there and just shreds it for like a full minute 30. And you can see all the guys in the background breaking character because he felt so disrespected that he wasn't considered one of the better guitar players. Just
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Goes out there and just starts absolutely awesome. Shredding. It's great. The video is fantastic. You type in like Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Prince, it'll be the first thing that comes up. And he just goes on this like FU like guitar solo. Like, here you go. You didn't want to put me
so
in the top.
So Mahomes did, huh?
Oh, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's like, you guys want to leave me out of the reins? Okay, well, fine. Here, watch this. Hold my beer. And also check out my resume of women that I dated. Shout out Carmen Electra.